we're going to continue today's conference call, and we're pleased to have Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton on the line. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you.
Good morning. We'll let you go a couple minutes early here. I know you're getting ready for a road game for tomorrow at Akron, and as you want to open your comments with regards to, obviously, the announcement yesterday with the rescheduled kickoff, now a 6 p.m. Kickoff tomorrow night at Akron. Talk about, for your Eagles, the couple extra days this week in preparation, and how have your Eagles responded in getting ready for this road game at Akron tomorrow night?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, no, that you know, having a bye earlier in the year and then the 10-day format has been really good. Came at a good time for us. So the guys got a couple days there where we weren't practicing. And just this time of year, academically, you know, it was just awesome for them to have some extra time for their studies in preparation for the finish of the semester. And really like how we, you know, handled the week in preparation. And so, yeah, we're going to get on the buses here in a little bit.
Again, for all of our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you take a look at Akron on film, talk about some of the challenges the Zips will present to you, both offensively and defensively.
Well, we had a really tight game with them last year, and that was without their starting quarterback. You know, here we are. Have not been playing good football, you know, this last week, you know, so I think it's two teams that are hungry, you know, to get a victory. You know, offensively, their quarterback is extremely dangerous with both his arm and his feet. I mean, again, we knew that going into last year's game and then didn't get a chance to face him, and so we've been anticipating this for over a year now, we just think he's really dangerous and can get hot and can be lots of trouble. You know, and then defensively, you know, we have had issues with some ball security and, you know, with running the ball consistently. And so, you know, we know that Akron is well aware of that when you're talking about the 10th game of the year and whatnot. And they've got guys who are playing really hard and a different scheme than what we've been seeing. And so we'll be challenged in both ways. And then you throw the weather on top of it. I mean, it's, I don't know how many inches of snow we have on the ground here right now, but it sounds like that's moving that direction, or if it's not the same storm, I mean, we're going to be playing in snow. And so that, you know, sometimes it doesn't really have all that much of an effect, but then sometimes the weather, you know, can assert itself in a way where it really does change, you know, everything that you're doing.
From that perspective, how do you handle that with communication with the team and the potential of the elements as much as you can to prepare for something that you can't control?
Yeah, no, it's well, first of all, you know, we're going to have a walkthrough here, and I've already got a text from our captains that they want to do it outside, so that's a good sign. But yeah, you know, when the wind, I mean, if the wind's 50 miles an hour, and that's not what it's going to be tomorrow, or if it is an absolute downpour, and in the old days when there wasn't field turf, you know, it was just absolute mud, or if it's in a snowstorm where there's, you know, inches of accumulation and whatnot, you can't fight it. You got to realize that it is what it is. It's a crazy scenario, and you've got to embrace it and have fun with it. And then also, you know, as coaches, obviously ball security and field position are of utmost importance all the time when you're battling the weather. You know, if it's possible to, you know, to emphasize that even more, we will.
Obviously, the importance of a special teams play is great in every game, but when you take a look at the potential weather factors, it creates a tremendous havoc as well. Talk about the special teams play and the perspective of what that might be important in tomorrow night's game.
It will be important. It's, again, I mean, the specialists will have a huge role in changing field position. So, again, this doesn't sound like it's going to be a crazy wind situation. It might be a matter of, you know, accumulated snow and The field position is obviously going to be a little bit more challenging, potentially with handling of the football. And then field position, you know, if it's difficult to move the ball because of the elements and, you know, then field position ends up being a really big deal, and you just got to be smart with your special teams.
Chris, for your Eagles to have success tomorrow night, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, all the things that we've been talking about, you know, I mean, it starts with taking the ball away and taking care of the ball. That's a given. It just, the elements can make that just even more difficult. And then the field position of special teams. I mean, you know, we dropped a punt last week against Buffalo. I mean, just things that are really have not been a part of who we are, special teams wise, and just can't afford to have mistakes like that. You know, got to play well in the special teams game. So those would be the two factors. And I guess too, again, if it's accumulating snow in a way where game plans change, you know, that you just got to embrace it and have fun with that, you know, rather than fighting it and being frustrated.
Well, Chris, I know it's been an adjusted schedule, and I know you're getting ready for heading out to the road to Akron. We appreciate you jumping out a few minutes early. We'll let you get going. Want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Chris. For Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles, again, tomorrow night at Akron, Tuesday, November 12th. Again, the game was originally scheduled for an 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff. However, due to the pending severe weather throughout Northeast Ohio, the game has been moved up to 6 p.m. Eastern. Again, that game now available on ESPN News tomorrow night, again, at 6 p.m. Eastern at Akron.